hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Major Tim Higgins with the Salvation Army in Newark. Beautiful sunshine today, high near 86, clear tonight, low near 65. And then for Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 89. It is going to get very, very hot over the next few days, as we've been hearing from Licking County EMA. Please take some precautions. Watch out for other folks. You know, Major, real quick before we get in to what's happening, do you guys do anything special to help folks when it gets this hot? Will you open the doors a little early over there?
We try to keep the doors open. If it gets that hot, yeah, we don't close the doors.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you a heat guy or a cool guy?
Mid-temperature. If it could stay 72 year-round, I'd be a happy boy.
You and about 350 other millionaires.
I don't like to sweat. So.
I never see you sweat. I mean, that's the thing. So, I mean, but yeah, it is going to be very hot. And you know what? To get to your volunteers and that, I've been in the kitchen before. It can get hot in there, but them folks keep pumping it out, buddy. There's no stopping them.
We put the fans up. We turn the AC as low as I can get it, and yeah, they keep going.
Yeah. Well, again, for folks who don't know, obviously, kind of bittersweet to have you in. And again, full disclosure, you and I are in Newark Kiwanis together. We've kind of had a relationship where you don't care for me, and I like you, but that's all right. There's nothing
wow.
wrong with that.
Wow, you make me sound like a bad guy in this relationship.
But you are going to be leaving Newark. But first off, tell everybody where you're going to be going and kind of maybe that decision, how that came about.
Well, I'm almost afraid to say, because I know you got a soundboard up there and you would start playing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song, which is not what I want to hear. We've heard that since the day I found out that's where we're going. We're going to Bel-Air, or as they pronounce it there, I believe, Blair. We're looking forward to it. Going to be an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the river.
Talk a little bit about, because sometimes I don't think folks understand how this works with the Salvation Army. Well, why are they wanting to leave? Why'd they choose to leave? And I'm not saying it can't happen that way, but a lot of times you know going somewhere that they're probably going to move you in a couple of years.
We know that sooner or later, whatever appointment we take with the Army, that we're going to move. Just like, you know, the Methodist Church, just like any church. Periodically, they shift us around, either out of need or, I won't say necessity, but they send us to a new call, a new appointment. And that's kind of what happened this year.
You don't have a say on that?
This time we did. Okay. We were actually given the choice of accepting the appointment or declining it.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I are never ones to decline. We, you know, if that's what the Army says, they need us in Bel-Air, that's where we're going.
Yeah. And is it at the heart of decision for you? I mean, because, again, I understand that you got to move, but sometimes, you know, you find a place that just is a perfect fit. And I'm not saying that Newark was a perfect fit or it was or wasn't, but is it a tough decision or was it something you're just like, you know what, let's go?
There are a lot of pros and cons. We love this community. We love the people. This is probably one of the nicest communities that we've lived and worked in. We're close to our kids. Both of our kids live in Columbus, so we're 40 minutes away from them. It's the closest we've ever been to our children and our grandchildren. And so this was a hard decision. We've kind of known for a while. There was some discussion last year about us moving. And so in February, when my wife and I were on vacation, we got a text from our boss and said, "Hey, I know you're on vacation. When you get a second, give me a call." And so I called him and he said, "Is your wife around?" And I said, "Well, hold on, let me get her." And as soon as I looked at my wife, she said, "Are we moving?" And I said, "Well, let's go have a chat." And so we talked with our boss and he said, "Look, you know, we're really thinking about a move for you, for the two of you this year. It's a location that we really need, you know, we really need to use your skills." I kind of wondered about that, but okay.
I didn't know you had skills.
I didn't know I did either, but apparently I do.
Major Connie does.
Major Connie has mad skills.
She's got
amazing.
Patience of Job to be with you, I can guarantee you that.
You know, 37 years. 37 years. I got it right this time. And so our boss said, "We're thinking about moving you. We're going to make a proposal. We just want to bounce it off you first," which is kind of unheard of. And I said, okay, well, where are you thinking? And he said, Belair. And I know a little bit about it. We were in Athens for 6.5 years. So, you know, that area. He said, take some time, think about it, talk about it, pray about it. But I need to know by 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Take your time.
Yeah, take your time. I need to know by 8:30 in the morning. And I said, okay, and hung up. And I looked at my wife and I threw my hands in the air. And I said, what do we say to that? What's the answer to it? And, you know, we've never refused an appointment or a request. The Salvation Army has been very good to us. Mm-hmm. And so we said, if this is what, you know, what's needed, you know, yeah. So we called them back later that night. And I said, well, I know I got, you know, about 10 and a half hours before you really need to hear this, but yes, we'll do it.
Yeah. Well, again, I understand that the moves and things with the Salvation Army, it does happen quite a bit. And I know a lot of folks are going to miss you here in the community. What's it like down there? I mean, you and I were talking a little bit before, in a much kind of smaller community than what you're used to here, I assume.
It's, well, you know, I prefer a city appointment. My wife hates the city. We were in Columbus for 10 years, and I mean, while we were both happy there, she's like, I don't like city. I'd like to go back to a small town. And from that point on, we pretty much were, with the exception of a couple. It's a small community. It's Belmont County. It's rural Appalachian. And I don't say that in a negative way. You know, I grew up in a small town, and there are definite pros of being in a small town. Where our office is in Bel Air, I believe there's less than 4,000 people in the community. So it's small. Mm-hmm. And we look at it as an adventure. And that's about really all we know about it. We don't like to look up too much and get too much of a preconceived idea. We like to go in with open minds, open hearts. And just say, okay, you know, what do we got? What do we got for us here? What do you want us to do?
So when you go to a new community, do you try to take a little bit of what you've done in other places and incorporate it there? Or do you just see organically what grows in the community?
Both. When we moved to Bucyrus, we had been 10 years in Columbus. And I went to my first board meeting. And my board chairman says, now, we don't want none of those big city ideas brought here. And I said, okay. And, you know, our basic thing is, in any move, major move, we don't do anything major. We don't make any major changes, any major adjustments for the first year, unless it's something that absolutely has to happen. And we've had that a couple of times. Generally, yeah, it's just very organic. We want to learn about the community. We want to know what they're like. I like to walk around. When we were in Bucyrus, when we had just moved there, our picture had never been in the paper yet. We had not, you know, there was nothing. We'd only been there a couple of days, I think. And I drove to my office, and I was in plain clothes. And I was walking up the main street, and people were calling my name out of shop doors. And I'm like, this is creepy. How do they know who I am already? And I suppose that'll kind of be what it's like when I go there. We'll walk around. We learn the place. We like to get to know our neighbors. Either where we're living or where our office is. Now, David, you're gonna love this. My building, I learned this. My building at one time was a convent. Don't laugh, it gets better.
I'm gonna crawl into the corner here in a second.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know, kind of the memories of Catholic school. I loved it. Love it, love those stories. Then it became a funeral home.
Oh my!
Yeah, the look on your face, David, is precious. My best friend when I was in Bucyrus was a funeral director in town, and so I had this whole weird thing. So I started asking questions about the building. He said, "Yeah, it was a convent years ago, and then it became a funeral home." And I said, "So tell me a little bit about it." And they said, "Well, the casket lift is still there." to bring the caskets up from the basement up to the upper level. And I said, cool, is it still working? And they said, yes. I said, yay, toys.
Oh, jeez.
And you know, my wife just shakes her head. If she were here right now, she would be shaking, Joel. She would be sitting where you are, shaking her head and telling me to be quiet.
Oh, my gosh.
Toys.
So, yeah, toys.
Makes me a little nervous.
Uh-huh.
It's been nice knowing you. Get out.
No. So I kind of have, you know, I kind of have that background with, you know, best friend is a funeral director and now moving into a former funeral home where my office is going to be.
You hear anything from the basement, let me know, because it's not going to be good.
You know,
that's all I'm going to tell you.
I'm just going to say, you know, I'll roll with the flow, you know.
Some people might call it a freight elevator.
Yeah, a freight elevator. Yeah.
Nope, caskets.
Oh, yeah, the casket lift. That's what they call it, the casket lift.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to what this new adventure brings us.
Yeah, no doubt.
People have asked us, is this going to be your last appointment with the Salvation Army? And I said, well, I've got 7 years left. The couple that we're following were in Bel-Air for 17 years. So I said, well, I can't match that, but I can do seven if that's, you know, what happens. Or my wife's mad skills are needed somewhere else and...
And you just go along.
I just go along for the ride. I go along for the ride. I'm the comic relief sometimes, I think. So
after what I just heard, I would agree with that. Yeah, no doubt about that.
Dave, I'll have you over, and you can do a live broadcast from what used to be one of the special rooms.
You would have a hard time getting me to go into an old convent, for one. And then to be in an old funeral home, that's probably not going to happen.
You know, you just...
just that is... Whew. Yeah, that is... That might not be for me. I can tell you that.
There's a lot of stores there, you know, a lot of food. So I won't go without... You know, I won't go hungry.
I'm just telling you, I'd be a little bit nervous if I heard noises or anything like that. Or if your wife said, could you go to the basement for me for a quick second? That would make me a little nervous, Tim. I'm not going to argue that.
You know, I'm just, you know, like I said, Dave, I go there with an open mind and an open heart and...
And the thought of riding up and down the coffin lift,
yeah,
I think is really the motivator.
I think that is. I really do. You know, I've had elevators in my building before. I know what a freight lift is, and I know that, you know, you're not supposed to ride a freight lift. It's not passenger, but if you're carrying a box, then it's freight. That's what I did in Worcester. I had a freight elevator in Worcester. And if I were going up to the second floor there, I would carry a box.
Think you know someone, and then you bring them in, and then you really learn about them.
You asked the question, Dave. I needed to tell you the truth. I can't leave here with only half a story.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Major Tim Higgins next on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley.
More like cooking with the Major Tim.
All right, we're going to get right into that. Major Tim Higgins, Salvation Army of Newark. Mostly sunny today, high near 86. Clear tonight, low near 65. And then Saturday, sunny with a high near 89. Now, Joel was joking, and it is no joke. You like some different things. You would make good friends with the guy right down the hall here. You said you like tongue. You like, you know, gizzards, tripe. You learn something new about somebody every time I bring them in here. That, to me, is a little different.
Tongue is just like steak.
Excuse me?
It's just like steak.
Dave won't lick something that licks him back.
That's exactly right. I mean, what are you talking about?
Go into the butcher shop and get some.
No way. I can just go down the hall and get some. He'll have one for me, I'm sure.
That's good eats. Cooked, that's right. That's steak.
He's all about that.
Liver?
No, don't like liver. Again, I'm a city boy. I'm not saying that means you don't eat this stuff. My mom was a liver person. It's just I've seen it and the cook and the smell of some of these things. I can't do it. I just cannot do it. You said you like tripe.
I love tripe.
Whew. Major Connie, if you're listening, you have all the all of my sympathy.
She won't touch it.
Oh, now I see.
Well, we had more for you.
We had a lovely lady when we were in Columbus who periodically would bring me over tripe, and I'm like, oh. It looked a little weird the first time I saw it, but I tried it, and I'm like, I said, I'm going to be open-minded about this, and yes.
That was a shot at you, by the way.
I know it was. I have no problem with that. I mean, I've taken enough of him already, so that's okay. All right, you're getting ready to leave Newark to head down to Belair. As you look at Newark when you came here a couple of years ago, things that you're happy you're able to accomplish and get done at the Salvation Army?
You know, I just think... It's what we do in every appointment that we've had, just being there for the people, getting to know a lot of our, I don't call them clients, a lot of our guests. Anyone who comes into our building is a guest. Getting to know a lot and following up with them when they've left the community, just trying to keep up with where they are. That's the biggest thing for me is the building of relationships. So going into a new place, totally unknown, they won't know me unless they're listening to the radio station right now. I don't know any of the. I know people in our congregation. I know some of the people in our congregation down there. I've met them. Really looking forward to it, and the service that I can provide, that Salvation Army provides, and if I can move that forward and enhance that, that's all that matters to me.
What were some of the toughest things you saw here? I mean, were there things where you're just like, okay, maybe I didn't see this somewhere else that maybe will prepare you for that next stop?
So when we left Hartford, Connecticut, up to that point, we had never had any involvement in the sheltering, in congregate sheltering. When we moved from Hartford to Worcester, we had a shelter there, an emergency shelter. That was our first... work in the sheltering process. Then coming here, this shelter here is double the size of what we had in Worcester. And with that, you're always going to have issues. There's always going to be issues. I guess I didn't realize the scope and the magnitude of the homeless problem here in town. Until you arrive at your building on any particular day and, you're finding them camping on your property, on the property. And then, talking to them, getting their story and hearing them say, this is what we consider a safe place, but only to have to say to them, I can't have you on the property. I can't let you, camp here because there are issues involved with that. And I've always found if I'm respectful, they're respectful with me. We've never had issues. That was an eye-opener to me. Coming to a community that's is very generous is again something that's wonderful when you can come into a community and people love the Salvation Army and what you do. That just makes my day. I mean, that's okay. We're doing something good. We're doing something right here. And we found that here in Newark. It's no secret. I love to eat. I've never turned down a restaurant, but the ones we look for are the mom and pop, the local places. So those are just, that's just something that, support the community, that supports us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something, over the last 2.5 years now, mm-hmm. I guess, that we've been here.
You got thrown into the fire when you came here because Rolling Thunder.
And yes. So we arrived in October of the of that year. So right before our Christmas season, right before Christmas begins, and everyone is saying your first big event is Rolling Thunder. Now, I've heard of those events before, but until you experience your first one, now we're going to have an interim Salvation Army officer here for about a year until they find a permanent replacement. I've already described Rolling Thunder to him, and you know, to arrive at Walmart in Heath and see 1,200 motorcycles of various shapes and sizes, and trucks and fire trucks and EMS vehicles, all stuffed with toys. It was very emotional the first year we saw that, because we'd never experienced anything like that. And now, with our last one last November, it was just as emotional. I mean, when you start pulling in and you start the sound, the very sound of it, my daughter and son-in-law came up from Columbus that day. And, the first time I had used my drone, and I gave it to my son-in-law. I said, put the drone up and just start taking pictures, taking film, taking video. And it was a particularly windy day, so he was a little afraid of letting it go too much, that I'd never get it back. And looking back now, looking at that footage, it still amazes me, the generosity. And it's not just people here in Licking County. You know, there are people who come from other states to this thing. There are people who come from Canada. And I'm like, why? You know, what's the draw? And, you know, I understand, you know, the motorcycle, culture. And, you know, there is this thing about, you know, coming together. And that's what they do. And it's everybody you could possibly want or think to meet, you know, every walk of individual. And, you know, they're all there, one, for their motorcycles. But two, they're there, at least the local ones, are there to help and to provide for the less fortunate in our community.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the volunteers. I mean, again, and I know from just being part of Kiwanis some of the things we do, but the volunteers, the Salvation Army, are just unbelievable.
I wish I could name them all and thank them all individually, because I know if I tried to list them, I'd miss someone, and that's not a good thing. We have all kinds of volunteers for everything that we do. In the feeding program, two of our ladies yesterday were just wonderful, and talking to them and, you know, hearing them say how, you know, that they're going to miss us. And I'm like, you know, that's great. Thank you. You know, thank you so much for that. But, you know, we're going to miss them. There's a group of older gentlemen from Granville that come and do a lot of our restaurant reclamation pickups. They're just, you know, some of the most generous people in the world, giving of their time and their talent and their treasure. Just really... I can't even begin to imagine. I couldn't begin to imagine what that was like before I moved here, to see that, to have them come and say, hey, this is what I do, and if you need help, let me know. I'll bring my friends. I'll get my family. And so every day there's just tons of people walking mm-hmm. through the building.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing. What piece of advice would you give for your person that's going to be taking over for you?
Be open-hearted, be open-minded. This is a marvelous place. I know you're only going to be here for a short time, but you will come to love this community. You will come to appreciate everyone that you come in contact with. Get out and walk around. You know, you asked me earlier, and I said, you know, if it could be 72 degrees year-round, I'd be a happy boy. I probably aren't going to do much walking around town this weekend if it's going to be in the high 80s, low 90s. I'll be home finishing packing and getting ready for a moving van to come.
Is there a list of restaurants
Oh, I've given the, I do provide a list of all of my favorites. Okay. I don't ask me what they are because I will not tell you what my favorite restaurants here in town are. There's a couple that could probably raise their hand because those are the, there's two that we frequent the most, only because they're close and the food's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to leave for the people that follow us a brief, telling them about the community. Here are the things to look for. Here are the, you know, basic needs and kind of thing. But to just give them a glimpse, I talked with the person that's following me the other day and just kind of let them know what Newark is like. And I said, just love the place. Just love it. Just, you know, come in and make yourself at home and get out and walk around.
Did you tell him to be prepared for the guys at the radio station?
I did not.
Okay, you might want to let him know about that.
I did not. And you know the thing that I was scared of was I've been a Kiwanian for close to 40 years now. And I was trying to look for a Kiwanis club near Belair. The nearest one that I could find is 16 miles away.
Mm.
So I've tried to make contact with that club so that I can hopefully join.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll ask me to join. my wife, I think she's found her club. You know, she's in that other club.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
The club who shall not be named. Rotary. You know that one. We love them too. We do not disparage the
all
Rotary.
God's children.
I will not disparage the Rotary because some of them are friends. And I think she's found a Rotary club that she's going to be possibly joining. It's the idea of service, you know, doing what needs to be done. And finding a group of people that you can partner with to get the job done. Yeah. So,
well, Tim, it's been a pleasure knowing you again. I've had the relationship with you over at the Kiwanis, but it's also been fun to have you come in here. I've always found you to be a straight shooter. I don't know, Joel, maybe you could talk about it. You're always open to one of your questions we give you. I mean, you're just like, yeah, come on in.
I mean, it would be nice if you'd send me the questions a couple days early so I could review them, and I don't make my wife cringe too much.
Oh, you're going to make her cringe anyway. Don't worry.
37 years of marriage, 37 years of cringy.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. You know what? Best of luck to you and Connie. I wish you nothing but the best in your new adventures. And, always stay in contact. Always love to hear about how you're doing down there.
Well, I'm sure we're going to come back. You know, we're looking forward to.
Oh, great.
Great. Thanks. There's always the Strawberry Festival.
Yep.
That we, I feel really bad this year.
No, you don't. I'm going there. I don't care. I've never seen anybody say, I need to move before I'm Newark Kiwanis president. This was our president-elect here.
The truth comes out.
Yeah, and I the sad part is that I don't get to be a part of the festival next year.
Oh, we can make you a part of the festival. Don't worry.
I was looking forward to that. Uh-huh. And, but we've... I know the Salvation Army has a Christmas in July program coming up next month.
Yep.
At the Midland Theater, and I'm sad that I'm going to miss that. But I think I've got my wife talked into coming up for that day and just kind of, melting into the.
And weren't you guys supposed festival. To be singing out front or playing an instrument out front?
No, we did that last year.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I would have done it this year again. I'll do anything that I'm asked to do, pretty much within reason. I understand that there possibly might be a couple people dressed up like elves because we're showing the movie Elf.
Yeah.
So I understand there might be a couple of people dressed up as elves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure who they are at this point. So
you just know it won't be you.
It wasn't going to be me in the first place. Spandex doesn't go anywhere near me. Or Lycra.
And on behalf of all of us in the listening area,
thank you. Yes, there are just certain things I won't do. But
that within reason caveat.
Yeah, that within reason caveat. I've done Santa Claus a couple of times, and yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll come back periodically. I think we'll drive through. It's on our way to Columbus. I'm sure we'll stop in and check things out.
Well, you're always free to come in these doors. I can tell you that. He may not like that, but you're always free to come in the door.
Well, you know, your boss.
He'll be not eating tongue and liver with you. Come on down here and say hello.
Well, your boss just joined our board, so I'm very happy about this. Mm-hmm. So Tom and I have had a lot of talks.
Oh, I'm sorry for both of you at that point. I mean, I don't know who I feel sorry for.
I've learned a few things, so, and I've shared a few things.
Well, again, it's been a pleasure working with you. Wish you nothing but the best, and you're always free to come in here.
We'll look forward to it. Thank you.